Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School, where we're almost set for game number 2 of 3 here this evening. It's a game against the East Atchison Wolves and the Mound City Panthers, a boy game here in the middle of a couple girl games here this evening. Following this one, it'll be the championship of the Mound City Invitational between Rockport and Mid-Buchanan Dragons. So the Blue Jays, the ladies on the road tonight, following that Rockport Blue Jays state championship football game last night where they came up just a little bit short in a 56-46 loss in the state championship, but still a great accomplishment to get that far in the postseason. So we're getting set for the second game of three here this evening. Dylan, you got some starters for us.
We do. First for the East Atchison Wolves. The Wolves 1-1 in the tournament. Both teams 1-1 so far. Looking for to come out of the Mound City invite with a winning record. The Wolves lost to Mid Buchanan 74-64. We did that one the other evening. Mid Buchanan got it up to about a 20-point lead before East Atchison cut it all the way down to 9 in the fourth quarter early before losing by 10, 74-64. Then they beat South Holt 57-20 to make it to tonight's third place game. They're going to start Brody Winahan, junior, number 10. Parker Livengood, a junior, number 12 in his first game of the tournament. He had 23. Josh Luter, a freshman, number 14. Carter Oswald, a junior, number 23. And Mason Kingery, a junior, number 24. So if you're following along there, East Atchison, not a single senior in their starting lineup. They'll all be back again next year. For the Mound City Panthers, they lost to Bishop LeBlanc 57-27 in their first game of the tournament before beating the Maryville JV team 66-56 last night to earn their spot in tonight's third-place game. The Mound City Panthers going to go with Creighton Rootgroup, 5'11 senior number one. Ernie Peters is a 5'10 senior. Henry Smith, a 5'10 sophomore. Liam Durr, a 5'8 freshman. Durr had himself quite the first game of the tournament as well in their first one on Tuesday night. So it'll be a battle of a freshman and a junior, both who scored 20 points in their first game out. And then Grady Knapp, the 6'1 sophomore. He'll be wearing number 42 this evening.
All right, that's the look at the starting lineups for both squads. They're introducing them, so now onto the court. We're just going to keep it here and be ready for opening tip action as the Panthers come out wearing their away purple jerseys with yellow letters on it. The Wolves in their home white uniforms with the black letters, orange trim around the letters. Sharp-looking uniforms out there tonight, Dylan. We're almost ready for action here to start this ball game. Coach Alan Ottman of the Mound City Panthers. Know Coach Alan from college. Spent a little time playing some pickup hoops back in the day. Won't talk about how many years that was. Seems like it keeps getting a little bit farther away all the time. He breaks the huddle. We're getting ready for opening tip action. Stepping into the center circle will be for the Wolves, Mason Kingery, and for the Mound City Panthers, Creighton Raup. Raup, very athletic for this Mound City Panthers team, a senior. He can really jump. Here's the opening tip. Ball is going to be up in the air and won by East Atchison. They're going to set up the offense first. With the basketball, Parker Livengood on the far end. Livengood goes across court past Carter Oswald. Back to Livengood on the right side. He'll try a pointer up off front iron, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Going to end up going out of bounds. It's going to go to Mound City.
This will be an East Atchison team that likes to push the pace. Mound City struggled early on in their first game of the tournament, putting the ball in the hoop. We'll see if they can get an early bucket here.
All right. Into the front court come the Panthers with the basketball on the left side. Is Henry Smith. Smith will hand it off to Creighton Raup. Raup back over to the right side to Liam Durr. Durr will bounce pass it to the middle. That with the basketball, Grady Knapp. Here's a three-point shot from the right wing. Up, off, out, won't go. Rebound comes down to East Atchison's Carter Oswald. Oswald across the timeline. Right side it goes Brody Winahan. Winahan out top Josh Sluter. Sluter trying to get the ball underneath the basket. It's going to be tipped away momentarily. They go right back inside to Winahan, and Winahan's going to be fouled.
Foul's going to be for Mound City on number 3, Henry Smith. That's going to be his first personal. First of the quarter here for the Panthers.
All right, first foul of the ball game goes on Henry Smith. Smith just a sophomore. The Wolves trigger it in between the circles. They hand it off to Winahan, looking to drive the basket, puts a shot up, won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and I think we're going to send Brody Winahan to the free throw line here.
Foul's going to be on number 2, Ernie Peters. That's his first, and for Winahan, a great job there of just trying to get around the defender and got the foul. He's going to go to the line for 2.
Dylan, I think this one's going to be pretty competitive. Both teams, you know, come back. A lot of players that have played a lot of basketball, as Brody Winahan's free throw is good there. As I was saying, a lot of these players have played a lot of basketball. I look at this list here. Brody Winahan, Parker Livengood, both juniors now. But these two have been starting on this Wolves team since they were freshmen. So on the other side, Creighton Ralph, now a senior, but also a longtime player, as well as Ernie Peters and Henry Smith, just a sophomore Henry Smith, but played a lot of minutes last year for the Panthers. On the ensuing possession, the Panthers are going to turn it over. It's going to be a steal by East Atchison's Mason Kingery. Kingery is going to get the ball at the top of the free throw line. Dribble drive up and good on the layup. Nice move to the basket. Goes Mason Kingery for the first field goal of the day on for the East Atchison Wolves or either squad. He gets on the scoreboard with 2-3 East Atchison front here early in the first quarter. Here come the Panthers. With the basketball, Ernie Peters tries to bounce pass it to Grady Knapp. Knapp back outside. It goes Creighton Ralph. Ralph uses the dribble to the baseline, tries to lob it inside to Knapp. It's going to be stolen away by Josh Schluter. Schluter into the front court for East Atchison. They pick the ball up on the left side in the hands of Winahan. Winahan, top of the key, Kingery. Kingery, right side, it goes Livengood. Livengood, oh, good pass underneath. That's Winahan on the receiving end. Winahan puts the basket up. Timeout, Mound City, 5-0. East Atchison in front here early in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
The Mound City Invitational, game 2 of 3 on a Friday night, live from Mound City. Cody Schwong, Dylan Hendricks with you here this evening. Randy Gatula, that one just getting underway on KTNC, our sister station. The Tigers traveled up to Syracuse. The Mound City with the basketball. It's going to be a turnover to East Atchison. Just got stuck with the basketball with Henry Smith. Nothing to go there. And it's going to go back to the Wolves. Carter Oswald, the point guard for this East Atchison Wolves team. During the break, Dylan and I were talking about how East Atchison really likes to push the pace, but they're not out of control. Do a good job of controlling the basketball. Carter Oswald has it on the right side, looking to go cross-court. He does so to Brody Winahan. Top of the key, Schluter. Schluter, just a freshman starting on this experienced Wolves team. Here's Winahan with it. Off top of the key, they work the ball around. Here's a deep three-pointer up and good. Holy smokes, he shot that one from about 6 feet behind the three-point line. That was Parker Livengood knocking down the triple, and now it's an 8-point advantage, 8-0, East Atchison in front. Back the other way come the Panthers, looking to get something going. Here's a dribble drive, three-pointer. This might work. Creighton Route three-pointer from the right corner won't fall. Rebound's going to come down. They go back inside to Grady Knapp. Knapp's going to have the ball knocked away. Ends up with it again. Puts a shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul's going to be called. That's just great individual effort by Grady Knapp battling under there. Got two offensive rebounds in one possession, Dylan.
And that Knapp has done that multiple games so far in this tournament, and that's where Mound City is going to find their heyday. That foul is going to be on number 14, Josh Luger. That's his first of the quarter.
Knapp knocks down the first free throw. Gets the Mound City Panthers on the board, 8-1 here. Another opportunity on the way. Up and good. Bounces around the rim, rolls in for Grady Knapp. Gets the scoring started for the Panthers. Now, the Panthers showing a little three-quarter court pressure. Not really a lot of pressure, but now the Wolves do break it. I thought they were having trouble there momentarily. Livengood with the basketball. He'll spin move. Back out Carter Oswald. Fire three up and good from the left corner. Carter Oswald knocks down the triple. And it's 11-2, East Atchison. Mound City with the basketball. That's Ernie Peters. Peters has it. He'll dribble to the left baseline. Tries to go inside to Knapp. Stolen away by Livengood. Livengood, fast break. Right to left. Up and off the glass. Good. And the foul. Winahan puts the basket in, and one opportunity for the East Atchison Wolves.
Foul's going to be on Creighton Ralph. That's his first. Third of the quarter for Mound City. And as you said, basket is good, so Winahan going to go to the line looking for his 6th point of the night.
All right. 1-for-2 from the free throw line already here in the ball game. 4:10 left to go here in the first. Just underway in our second ball game of the evening, 2nd of 3, live from Mound City. Winahan can't get the free throw to fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Henry Smith. Back the other way, Ralph. They try to throw it inside. Newly checked in. Up off the glass was John Guard. John Guard comes in, checks in, makes a field goal. That's how you do it. Underneath the basket, great pass from Ralph, finding Guard under there. East Atchison basketball. This is Kingery with it. Kingery back inside. Livengood, body hit the floor, and an offensive charge is going to be called as Livengood was backing down to the defender there. Henry Smith takes the charge. It's going to be a foul on Livengood.
Foul's going to be on Brody Winahan.
Or Winahan, excuse me.
Brody just extended his arm there underneath. They're going to get that one for an offensive foul every time.
Well, Henry Smith was in great defensive position there, too, being able to just stand his ground. Here's Creighton Ralph, three-point shot right corner, up and good. Creighton Ralph knocks down his. That's what I'm used to seeing from Creighton Ralph, knocking down three-pointers. His first field goal. Now it's just a six-point game. East Atchison 13, Mound City 7. Back the other way, Carter Oswald off to the right side, Winahan. Winahan top of the key to Sluter. Sluter, another wide-open look underneath the basket, up and good by Brody Winahan. That's two times, Dylan, that East Atchison has ran that play. Brody Winahan finds himself wide open underneath the basket.
Winahan with seven.
15-7, now the score. East Atchison front. Guard will hand it off to Smith. Smith will drive to the paint, back out to Ralph. Thought about the three. Now he'll pull it back out to the volleyball spike line. Top of the key, he'll work it to the left side. Cade Tubbs in the ballgame now for Mound City with it. He'll go off to Henry Smith on the left side, off to John Guard. Guard will try a triple, up no good. Trying to save the ball from going out of bounds was Henry Smith down on the baseline. Ball didn't touch the rim there, so Henry Smith was trying to save it, unable to do so. Back to East Atchison we go. Carter Oswald. He'll walk across the timeline, facing a man-to-man defense, two posts, high set at the free throw line. Now they look to go a little flex cut. This with the basketball is Mason Kingery. He'll dribble drive, tries to bounce it underneath. Going to be stolen away by Creighton Ralph. Ralph into the front court. They ditch it off to Tubbs. Tubbs puts the reverse layup up and good. Good finish there by Kate Tubbs, a sophomore. Reverse layup good. 15-9. Back the other way come the Wolves. Across the timeline comes Oswald. He goes to the left side to Winahan. They are running that flex cut, Dylan. Off to the right side, here comes a back screen. With the basketball is Livengood. He'll pull up a jump shot from the free throw line. Up and good. Parker Livengood with 5 points on the evening. And it's an 8-point advantage once again for East Atchison, 17-9. That's what you're going to see a lot of from this Wolves team is Livengood and Winahan. Here's Guard with it for Mound City. Off the route at the elbow. Ralph's turnaround free throw up off no good. Free throw line jump shot that was. Smith with the basketball. He'll hand it off. They look to go inside. John Guard turnaround jump shot up over the left shoulder. Up and good. John Guard with his second field goal on the evening. He's got four. And it's 17-11 with 1:20 left to go here in the first quarter. An exciting one so far. Off to the right side with it is Winahan. Winahan, top of the key, Oswald. They work it to the left side now. Almost stolen away by Creighton Ralph. Livengood corrals it. Now back out top it goes into the hands of Josh Schluter. Schluter over to Oswald, looking to go one-on-one. Long cross-court pass. That was dangerous. Ends up in the hands of Winahan. They work the ball back around to the right corner, Livengood. Parker Livengood holds it there. Now he'll dribble it back out. Clock down to 45 seconds left to go here in the first. You think Coach Aaron Patrick maybe okay holding for one? No, sir. Three-pointer up and good by Carter Oswald. His second three-pointer on the evening. He's got six, and it's 20-11 advantage for East Atchison. John Guard, turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound pulled out of there offensively. Cade Tubbs. Tubbs dribbles out, tries to bounce it underneath to John Guard, and the ball's going to hit the deck. It's going to be a jump ball. The possession arrow is going to favor Mound City. You know, Cade Tubbs on the dribble drive there came in from the left corner. Had an opportunity, I thought, to shoot it, Dylan. Tried to get a bounce pass off. Got it kicked around, but I think he did have an opportunity to score there.
Maybe a little too selfless for Tubbs there. You like to see maybe an easy assist, but guard was pretty well guarded.
Into the game now, Cole White for Mound City. Ralph will try a three-pointer from the top of the key that won't fall. East Atchison will have it. East Atchison will have it with 10 seconds to go. Carter Oswald will bring it across the timeline. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Looking to run a play. They bounce past it inside to Kingery. Here's an open look for three. Left wing, no good by Winahan. And that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. East Atchison 20, Mound City 11. with 8 minutes off of the clock here. 20-11. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back with second quarter action live from Mountain City. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri. Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
A 22-11 advantage here for East Atchison after one quarter of play. Here with second quarter action, describing the action is Dylan Hendricks.
Wolves going to start with the ball as Carter Oswald brings it across the timeline. And we'll see if the hot shooting continues. They also had some good looks inside that first quarter. All right, Wolves with the basketball. Looks underneath, going to be taken away by Mount City. No, right back to East Atchison. Layup is going to be up and good for Brody Winningham. And Winningham has 9 now here in the first half. And a 22-11 East Atchison lead. Mount City back the other way. Here's guard. Guard off to Ralph. Ralph, three-pointer on the way up. No good. Doesn't catch anything. That's going to go out of bounds. Ball's going to go back to East Atchison. And checking in for the Panthers is going to be the freshman, Liam Durr.
Yeah. Durr back in there, as well as John Guard. He's still out there for Mount City.
Durr had a really good first half in their first game of the tournament here, so we'll see if he can get something going. But it's East Atchison with the ball right now. Top of the key, Mason Kingery. Now to Parker Livengood. Livengood on the right wing. Oswald, top of the key, three up, no good. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Mound City, and we're going to have a foul. Going to say it's going to be out of bounds, but the foul is going to be on East Atchison.
On Parker Livengood. On Livengood, his first personal foul, team foul. Number one.
So Mound City back with the ball. They trail by 11, 22-11. Just 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. We'll see if they can get their first bucket of the quarter here on this possession. That's Cade Tubbs with it now on the right wing. Now corner Cole White. White up to the top of the key. Looking for Durr. Durr gets it. He's going to dribble around all the way in on the left side. A lot of contact, no call, and there is a nice turnaround jumper for Liam Durr. That's his first bucket of the night.
I don't even think he was looking at the basket and got that one to go. Wait, well done.
So Durr went up for the shot, came down with it, must have been bobbling it there, and was able to turn around and finish it off, 22-13. Now the East Atchison lead. Livengood with it. He drives in. Layup up off the glass. Good.
That's nice.
And that'll be Parker's 7th point of the half. 24-13 is the East Atchison lead. Mount City has had a lot of success inside. They haven't shot it real well from the perimeter here. We'll see what they do on this possession. Durr drives in. Layup up. No good. He's going to be fouled, though, on the way up. And Durr's going to get 2 free throws, so a spark plug here for the Panthers.
Yeah, there you go. Brody Winningham is going to pick up his second personal foul, team foul number 2 of this second quarter.
Durr looking for his 4th point of the quarter end of the game here. If he can make both of these free throws, he does make the first. You got a couple of subs checking in.
Usually if I say things like that, it's a guaranteed miss. The old announcers think. But you must have it going. You're doing good.
Durr? 2nd free throw on the way. That one's going to be up in no good.
It was my fault.
But an offensive rebound here for the Panthers, so they're going to get another look at it. Pass inside. There's guard. Going to have a whistle. Going to say it's a jump ball.
Yep. Stays with Mound City here.
He'll stay with the Panthers. So Panthers trail by 10. Chance to cut this down to 8 or 7 if they can find a bucket here. 5:43 remaining in the second quarter. Here's Ralph, right wing. He's going to look for Durr, and we're going to have a foul and pushing foul on the screen.
That was a big collision down there.
Ernie Peters ended up on the ground. Foul's going to be on East Atchison.
Yeah, Brody Winahan is going to pick up number three here. He'll come over to the sideline. Coach Patrick into the ballgame to replace him. Comes Dayton Burke, a freshman, checking in for the Wolves.
And that could be a big moment here in this first half. Brody Winahan with 9 of the 24 points. Mount City takes a quick three from the corner. That's no good. And here comes East Atchison back the other way. 2-on-1 breakaway layup off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound and putback is also no good by Tate Johnson. Now the ball's bouncing around.
Oof.
And we're going to have a foul.
Loose
and it's
going to
be
foul.
A baseline out-of-bounds play for East Atchison.
Sure is. John Gard is going to be the one that gets tagged with the personal. His first, team first, of the second quarter.
Unfortunate for the Panthers, they couldn't come up with that. On the inbounds pass, quick three, no good for Carter Oswald. Rebound Panthers. Panthers quick up the floor. There's Durr. Durr layup up, no good. Durr's going to get his own rebound, though. He's the only one down there. Now here's Ralph. Ralph inside.
Boy.
And there's a lot of contact. Ralph giving the stare down here, and we're going to have to separate the players. No, a little bit of extracurricular,
well,
no extra whistle, though.
Here's the thing. Both teams are playing hard. It's sloppy right now, very sloppy. That foul is going to be called on Josh Fluter, his second personal foul, team foul number 4. But it's just sloppy. So that's the thing. You got to control your emotions in something like this. Just because things aren't necessarily going your way, you can't go out of control.
Ralph, first free throw up, no good. He's just having trouble seeing the ball go through tonight.
Yeah, very much so. And he's not used to that. This kid can score the basketball. He's done it. He's a senior. Been playing big minutes for these Panthers since he was a freshman. He'll get going.
Ralph, second free throw up. That one is good. That'll be his fourth point of the game. And now a 9-point East Atchison lead. They've led by as many as 11. We'll see what they have dialed up here on offense. And remember, no Brody Winahan. All right. East Atchison with it. On the right wing is Parker Livengood. He's going to take a three off the pass. No good. Rebound down City and a chance to continue to cut into this lead. Here's Guard with it in the right corner. Now back up. Drummond on the right wing. He dribbles around a little bit. Doesn't go anywhere. Here's Durr. The freshman lane free or jumper in the lane is good. And Durr has 5 points all in this quarter. That's going to lead to a Wolves timeout.
Timeout on the court. 24-17, Wolves in front, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Sure Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Third place action here in the Mount City Invite. On the boys' side of things, East Atchison leads the Panthers 24-11, though the Panthers are on a 7-4 run to start the second quarter here. We're about halfway through, 4:23 remains. We'll see if the Wolves can get something going on the offensive end. They've only got 4 points this half. Half inside is going to go out of bounds. It's going to go off the leg, though. They're going to say it was off of Cole White, so it'll stay East Atchison ball as Brody Winahan checks back in with 3 fouls. So a little bit of a gamble here for the Wolves. 3 fouls for Winahan. Half in. Going to be controlled by East Atchison in the backcourt. And they're going to get a foul on the strip here. Foul's going to be on the Panthers.
Yeah, it's going to be called on Cole White, the sophomore, picking up the foul. That's a tough one. He was just hustling for the ball there. He is tagged with the foul.
Close to a strip there. Just couldn't get or just got a little bit of the arm there of the Wolves. So East Atchison remains in possession, live and good. Now up to the top of the key, Tate Johnson. We got another whistle. This one off the ball, and we're going to have a hold underneath.
So, this is what happens when you bring Brody Winahan back into the game for the Wolves. Cole White was down there trying to defend him. Brennahan was trying to make a post touch under there and trying to make a move around White, got tagged with a hold.
That'll be the second on White, third of the quarter here for the Panthers. Now pass inside right away. Basket up, no good. And it'll be Mount City basketball. Here's Ralph. Now left corner, three up, no good for the Panthers. That was Max Smith, and here comes East Atchison back the other way. Carter Oswald with it. Now Winningham. Mason Kingery left wing. He's going to look inside for Brody Winningham. Winningham has it stripped, and the basketball back with the Panthers. Here come the Panthers the other way. Rapp with it on the left wing. Durr wants the ball on the right wing. He gets it at the top of the key. And Durr not afraid to attack the lane. He drives in again. He's doubled, and he'll kick it back out. He'll get it back at the top of the key, take a three, and that's up and good for Liam Durr. He's got eight in this quarter, and he has been a spark plug for this Panthers team. Lead now just four, 24-20. East Atchison lead.
Well, that's what it's going to take, right? Four-point lead now for East Atchison.
Parker Livengood, a quick three, long three. We're going to have a push.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's sorry. That's Oswald. Carter Oswald's going to get called for the foul, his first personal foul, team foul, number five. We'll walk to the other end and shoot a pair of free throws. I believe Durr's going to be at the line.
And any time right now, Brody Winningham is anywhere near a whistle. Everybody holds their breath, hoping he doesn't pick up his fourth.
The East Addison fans are over here to our left, and I think they're all kind of just smirking right now because they thought maybe that could have been one for two here.
All right, Liam Durr, first free throw is going to be up, no good. Reminder, Durr just a freshman. He didn't score at all in the first quarter. Played, kind of sparingly. Came in here in the second quarter. And he's got seven, eight. Free throw up, good, make that nine. Just now a three-point lead. East Atchison led 20-11 at the end of the first quarter. Now 24-21 is our score.
They've held East Atchison to 4 points here in the second quarter.
So let's see if the Wolves can get something going here on the offensive end. Livengood. Ball swinging around the perimeter here for the Wolves, but no look inside just yet. Great job for the Panthers. Top of the key, still nothing inside the arc as Livengood has it. Now back to the top of the key, swings it around to Winningham. Winningham finally drives in, layup up no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Mount City. And Winningham, fortunate he didn't pick up his fourth there.
That one was close.
Here's Durr. Durr's going to drive in. He has a layup up and rolls around, no good. Going to end up in the hands of Josh Luter. And East Atchison, fortunate that one rolled around and didn't drop for the Panthers. Oswald with it on the left wing. Schluter. Now up to Kingery. Back to Schluter. East Atchison. Patient on their last possession. A long three-point attempt for Oswald. Up no good. Livengood's going to almost get the rebound, but he hits it out of bounds. Going to be off of East Atchison.
Fast-paced action.
Mount City.
Fast-paced action here in this boys' game. A minute 46 left to go in the second. The Panthers have trimmed the lead from, they were down 9 at the end of the first quarter. Just a three-point ball game.
And a chance to cut that lead to 1 or tie it up here with a 3. We'll see what can happen. Here's Liam Durr, the freshman. Durr's having himself quite a quarter. And it's going to be Max Smith up top. He gives it to Durr. Durr's going to bring it back out near the timeline. Now he dribbles in, fakes a three, pass inside. Ooh, another great pass, and we're going to have a foul. That was Henry Smith. Smith dished it off to Grady Knapp, and Knapp had an open layup. He was hit on the arm, and he'll go to the line for two.
Tate Johnson's going to pick up his first personal foul. The dollar and the bonus, so Knapp will shoot two.
Knapp's first free throw up, no good. He's yet to reach the scoring. Oh, he does. Did make his first two free throws. Yet to reach the scoring column here in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good. He's 3 of 4 from the line, and now just a 2-point East Atchison lead. After scoring 20 in the first quarter, we played 7 minutes in the second quarter. The Wolves just 4 points to show on the scoreboard here. Pass inside Livengood. Ball's going to be stripped away by Ralph. Now the ball's on the floor. Knapp's going to dive for it. We're going to have a quick jump ball call.
It's really quick.
It'll keep it here with East Atchison. It looked like Knapp was the only one with his hands on the ball. And
momentarily it could have been, but it wasn't very long.
And I think, you know, the product of that little scuffle a few minutes ago led to that. You know, don't want anything to get out of control here. All right, East Atchison. We're going to have another jump ball on the drive-in for Winningham. That one's going to end up going Mound City's way.
Mound City has turned the defense up here in the second quarter, and that's what's got them back in this ballgame.
And much needed. It's an 11-4 Mound City run here in the second quarter. Inside Knapp. Now Durr on the outside. Durr drives in. He kicks it out, and he'll get the ball back on the left wing. Patient. It's Mound City. No shot clock over here in Missouri, so they can be as patient as possible with 37 seconds left. You think they might want to save for the last shot. They're not going to. Durr with a three-pointer. No good.
Good rebound.
Rebound Knapp. Durr gets it back on the left wing. Now Durr drives in. He passes it off to Knapp, but Durr's going to be fouled. And either way, it's going to be two free throws here for Liam Durr. Chance to tie it up.
Foul's going to be called on Carter Oswald, but I cannot explain how big a rebound that was. Grady Knapp. Hustling after that one, saving a possession for the Panthers.
So Durr, a chance to tie it up here after he missed that three a moment ago. First free throw's up, no good. He's just 2 of 5 from the line, but 9 points this quarter.
24-22, East Atchison in front here late in the second quarter.
Second free throw's up and good. Just a 1 point East Atchison lead. They've led by as many as 9 at the end of the first quarter. The Wolves likely going to save and hold it for the last shot here. All right, here's Winningham on the right wing. He's going to be pushed, and just a fourth team foul, so no free throws yet for the Wolves.
Foul's going to be called on Henry Smith. Smith's second personal foul, team foul number 4, as Dylan mentioned. 24-23 now.
Ernie Peters going to check back in for Mound City. Checking in for East Atchison is going to be Josh Luter. 13 seconds remaining in the second quarter here. We got a good one in the third place game of boys action. East Atchison likely going to hold it for the last shot. No, they're going to turn it over. We have a travel. Carter Oswald caught it out near the timeline, just took an extra step. Mound City, a chance to take the lead. If they can get a bucket here to end the quarter.
So even if you don't get a bucket, I think you take this possession right here and try to mold something together. This could be something they use all season.
Rout. He's going to drive in. Kicks it out to Peters. Peters, free throw line. Now he kicks it back out. Just 1 second left. They're not going to get a shot off.
They might want to try something different, I guess.
Not going to get a shot off, but a great second quarter for Mound City. Trail 20-11. At the end of the first quarter, it's 24-23 at halftime. East Atchison still leads, though. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We're going to come back, recap first half action. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Mound City High School, it's halftime of the boys' contest. Third place consolation game here in the Mound City Invitational. It's East Atchison 24, the Mound City Panthers 23 here at halftime. Looking at some individual scorings, first for the Mound City Panthers, they're led by Liam Durr, 10 points on the evening. He's 3 of 7 from the free throw line, but does lead the way with 10 points. All of those points coming in the second quarter. 4 points for Creighton Routh. 4 points for John Guard, 3 points for Grady Knapp, and it was 2 points for Kate Tubbs for their total of 23. For the East Atchison Wolves, they're led by Brody Winahan, who had 9, and Parker Livengood with 7. Carter Oswald with 6 on 2 3-pointers there in the first quarter, and it was 2 points for Mason Kingery for their total of 24. 24-23, the halftime score. We have our presenting sponsor tonight, the Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, they're building community. Dylan, you want to take a look at some sponsorships before we send it back to the studio?
Yes, these broadcasts would not be possible as a Mountain City Invite without our premier sponsors, including BTC Bank down in Oregon, Sure Ag in Forest City, Northwest Ag Services here in Mountain City, Golden Triangle Energy over in Craig, Hiawatha Implement in Mountain City, Scheib Drainage, that's down in Oregon, and Yoakum Service here in Mound City.
Thank you to those sponsors. If you see those folks and are enjoying basketball here at the Mound City Invitational, please say thank you. What we're going to do right now, got a score update.
We do have a scoring update from over in Fall City at the end of the first quarter. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 18, Sterling 7. The Lady Irish looking to defend that state title here in 2025-2026.
All right, we're going to send it back to MJ Evans. Take a look at our weather. Hopefully it maybe warms up a little bit, but it is December. Not counting on it. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, take a look at the weather, another 2 minutes of sponsorship, back for second half action. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight. Lows drop to 20 degrees. Winds west-northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday becomes mostly cloudy. Rain chances arrive by afternoon. Highs top out near 40. Winds turn to the south 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Saturday night, rain chances continue before midnight, then partial clearing is possible. Lows drop to 18, blustery winds turn to the north, 10 to 20, higher gusts remain possible. Sunday, partly sunny and colder, highs only make it into the mid-20s. Winds remain north, 5 to 15, higher gusts still possible. Sunday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, lows fall back to 13. And then Monday, mostly sunny with highs reaching 38. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Mound City, we're ready to start third quarter action. The Wolves lead 24-23. Dylan, take her away.
East Atchison going to get the ball out of the time or out of the quarter break here. And it was a rough scoring quarter for the Wolves. Just 4 points in the second quarter after putting up 20. In the first quarter, we'll see if they can get something going. And Parker Leiden's got a wide open three, not going to drop. Rebound Ernie Peters for Mound City. And Mound City a chance to take the lead here. Will be their first lead since maybe very early in the first quarter. Here's Raup. Raup with it. Now back to Peters. Peters drives down the left side. Nat, left corner, he's going to pull it back out and reset something up. Keith Atchison not going to let Liam Durr touch the ball as Raup drives in. And it's stolen away by East Atchison. All right, here come the Wolves. Back the other way. Pass across. Layup up and good for Brody Winahan. That'll be his first bucket of the second half. 26-23. Wolves lead.
That was a great pass from Carter Oswald.
Oswald got the steal, drove the length of the floor, and dished it off for the bucket. All right. Mound City. We'll see if they can get a shot up this possession as Peters has it in the right corner. He gives it off now inside to Raup. Raup, good strong move inside. He's going to be fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And I tell you what, every time Grady Knapp catches it down low, he makes a strong move to the bucket. And if he continues to do that, he'll continue drawing fouls.
Mason Kingery is going to be the one to pick up the foul for East Atchison. 26-23, East Atchison in front here.
So Raup, first free throw up, no good. He'll get another look at it, though. He was 3 of 4 in the first half. Free throws, that counted for all three of his points. Second free throw up. That one's going to roll around and in good off the back iron. 26-24. So a tight one here. Going to be a good one in the third place game, Mound City Invitational. One of these teams is going to leave with a winning record. One of them
with a 1-2 record. All right, pass inside, layup up, no good. That was Mason Kingery. Mound City with the rebound. Here comes Liam Durr back the other way. Durr gives it to Peters on the left wing. Now Creighton Ralph up top with it, dribbles over to the left wing. Peters, free throw line. Kick out, three-pointer on the way for Henry Smith. Up and good. Henry Smith, three-pointer, and that's going to give Mound City a 27-26 lead.
First lead of the ball game for Mound City.
All right, we'll see if the Wolves can answer here. They've been a struggle since the first quarter. Parker Livengood, left wing now. That's Brody Winahan. We're going to have a whistle on the kick out to Livengood. Ball's going to be underneath on the foul.
Foul's going to be called on Creighton Ralph on Ralph, his second personal foul, team foul number one.
Great job there drawing the foul for the Wolves. Now we'll see if they can get something on the inbounds play here. Pass goes in to Josh Schluter. Schluter shot up, no good. A rebound and put back by Brody Winahan. And that's his second bucket of the quarter. He's got four, and the Wolves take the lead right back, 28-27.
Brody Winahan with 13 in the ball game.
Here's Liam Durr. Mound City, can they answer here? They just had the lead briefly. They're pretty patient with it. Drive in, Henry Smith. He finds Ralph. Ralph, free throw line jumper up and good, and we're trading buckets here in Mound City, 29-28.
That was a tough pull-up jump shot from the left elbow by Creighton Ralph.
A 29-28 lead. Parker Livengood, three. Right corner, no good. Rebound, Mound City. And now a chance, first chance, to extend a lead. They got the one-point lead here on East Atchison. Henry Smith. Now pass corner, Ralph. Three-pointer up, no good.
Oh, man.
They're going to get Parker Livengood for the foul and going to the line to shoot three to be Creighton Ralph.
Livengood's second personal foul, team foul. Number three, I believe. Just two. Maybe that's just two.
So just a second foul on Livengood, but a big one. Give Ralph three free throws. First free throw up and good. Ralph 2-3 on the evening so far from the line.
Up by two now are the Panthers.
Second free throw is up and good as well. As Dayton Burke checks in for East Atchison, as well as Cade Tubbs for the Panthers, and Mound City a chance to make this a two-possession ball game. Raps free throw up, good. He makes all three, and it's a 32-28 Mound City lead. East Atchison, chance, though, to cut right back into it.
Biggest lead of the night for Mound City.
Schluter. Up top. He passes it off to Winahan on the right wing. Now to Schluter. Ball swings around. Three-pointer along. Three-pointer on the way for Carter Oswald. No good. Offensive rebound, Winahan. Schluter. And another Oswald three from the left corner. That's up and good. And the foul. He's going to go to the line. Chance to tie it up.
I'll tell you one thing. This East Atchison Wolves team, they're not afraid to shoot the three. I mean, they'll just keep coming at you.
And we say it's a two-possession game with a four-point lead, but when you make a three and get the foul as well,
that makes it a one-possession lead.
You got the chance to tie it up.
32-31, Mound City pending a free throw from East Atchison here.
Carter Oswald, free throw up, no good. Almost gets his own rebound. He's still fighting for it, doesn't get it. And it'll be a one-point Mound City lead, but they do have the basketball. And I tell you what, East Atchison is face-guarding Liam Durr on every possession, and they are not going to let him catch anything easy.
He hasn't even touched the ball here in the second half.
Mound City with the ball out near the timeline. Here's Cade Tubbs with it now at the top of the key. Nothing inside the three-point arc on this possession, though, for the Panthers. Here's Henry Smith. Smith drives in right side. He's going to turn it over, and the pass up the court. Layup's going to be up and no good. For Carter Oswald, ball's going to be tipped around out of bounds off of Mound City.
Parker Livengood checks back into the game for East Atchison. Clock shows 3:39. Mound City does have that one-point lead, 32-31. And here comes John Gard for Mound City checking into the ball game, replacing Grady Knapp.
So a little bit better job on the defensive end for East Atchison, and that leads, as fast as they like to play, to some good looks on the offensive end. Carter Oswald out with it near the timeline. That's tipped away by Durr, so it won't be an over-and-back call. Mound City back. Oswald on the right wing. Sluter up top. Now there's Winahan. Parker Livengood with it on the right wing. We know he's not afraid to shoot it from anywhere on the court. He drives in, though. He's going to be fouled. No shot, so ball will be underneath.
Foul's going to be called on Mound City's Cole White. On Cole, his third personal foul. Team foul number three.
So something that we were all watching in the first half as well, Brody Winahan went on, had three fouls in the first quarter, came in, played most of the second quarter with those three fouls. He still has three, so looking a lot better here in the third quarter for Brody. And he has the ball. He gives it off. Three-pointer on the way. Carter Oswald, he's going to be fouled on the attempt. And he'll go to the line to shoot three.
Alan Ottman, Coach Alan Ottman from Mound City, is just beside himself. Two fouls on 2 3-point shots in a matter of a minute gameplay time, sending Carter Oswald to the line for three free throws.
And Oswald missed or made the first three on that one and then missed his free throw. He's got that first free throw on this trip to the line. He's gets two more. And
tongue twister.
Now three fouls this half on three-point shooters.
Yep.
And that's just defensively as a coach you hate to see.
That's a hands-on-the-head moment for a coach.
Fouls on three-point shooters. Making all three is Carter Oswald. He gives the East Atchison Wolves a 34-32 lead, and we got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon. Ham. Ring Bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
3:09 remaining in the third quarter, and it's been a back and forth third quarter. East Atchison has the lead, but Mound City is led by as many as four this quarter after trailing by as many as nine at the end of the first quarter. Mound City going to come out of the timeout with possession of the basketball, and East Atchison has been favored by a couple of foul three-point shooters this half. So Liam Durr, his first chance to touch the ball this half, comes as he brings it up the court. And Brody Winahan in a face guard him. East Atchison gets the steal. Schluter has the ball. Now put Livengood on the right wing off the steal and a chance to extend the lead again for the Wolves. I tell you what, in these close games, every possession is important, so every turnover is important as well. Oh, great play there for East Atchison. Gets Parker Livengood a wide open three-point look at the top of the key. He capitalizes.
That was a double elevator screen right to the top of the key, and Livengood left no doubt on the three-pointer.
37-32, the Wolf lead. Now here's a three on the other end for Cade Tubb. Shot no good, but an offensive rebound. Ball back out to Durr. Now top of the key route. Route on the give and go inside. He's going to be fouled. Going to be the third foul of the half here on the Wolf.
I believe it's Parker Livengood, but I'll wait. Yep, that's who it is. Parker Livengood is going to pick up foul number three, team foul number three as well.
Quick foul check. Winahan with three. Livengood with three for the Wolves and three for White, Mound City. Route, wide open three, left corner, shot up, no good. Great job on the board for East Atchison. They'll come down with it. Chance to extend the lead again.
37-32, East Atchison.
So the Wolves trail by as many as four early in the third quarter as Durr comes up with a steal for the Panthers. They're up four now, but the Panthers a chance to cut into that one, and we're going to have a blocking foul on the floor.
That's a tough one. It's on Winahan. Winahan was honestly just trying to run past the guy that was defending him, bumped into a guy, which happened to be the guy with the basketball, and that's what caused the foul. If it had been anybody else out there, no foul.
and that's Winahan's four, so he'll take a seat likely for the rest of the quarter here. They're going to need him down the stretch run. Durer brings it across the timeline. He's going to give it off left corner. That's Max Smith. Smith back to Cade Tubbs. Tubbs top of the key. Gives it back to Durer. Durer thought about a long three there. Now he chooses to drive it, and he's going to be fouled. That'll be the fifth foul of the quarter, and that'll be two free throws for Liam Durer.
Foul's going to be called on Carter Oswald. On Carter, his third personal foul, team foul number five, as Dylan mentioned. 37-32, East Atchison in front here. 1:29 to go here in the third. Liam Durer for Mound City at the free throw line.
So the big comeback in the second quarter, definitely sparked by Liam Durer. He had 10 of the 12 points in the second quarter for Mound City, but just his first point of the second half on that free throw with 1:29 left. So East Atchison a much better job handling Durer this half. Durer, second free throw up and good. Mound City now 6 of 7 on free throws this half. They trail by 3, 37-34. Wolves basketball, top of the key. Now right wing. Parker Livengood, another three on the way. Good, and when he heats up, he can get going in a hurry. That's his second three of the quarter, and it's a 40-34 East Atchison lead. Durer now drives in. Oh, they're going to call Durer for the double dribble. Looks like he may have caught it on the hip before he dribbled again. Ball's going to go back to East Atchison.
Yeah, with the basketball up 6, 40-34 over this Mound City team. Got to get back to what you got going there in the second quarter.
And it all started on this end, the defensive end for the Panthers.
Without fouling.
Durer. Oh, they're going to call an over and back
On
the Wolves here. That's going to give the ball to Mound City. We both thought Durer got him on the foul there.
Us too, and East Atchison thought that too because they were headed to the baseline to go line up to shoot free throws.
And so it's going to give the ball back to the Panthers. So good pressure defense by Durer there.
Definitely.
He was right up on him at the timeline. Coach Patrick going to ask what happened there. They're going to say it was an over and back call.
Yep.
Which, if there was no foul, he did go back across the timeline. It just looked like there was a little bit of contact there.
So now there's some discussion, stoppage in play here. I've never seen him stop a game for this kind of thing, right? I mean, I know coaches have some questions and such.
And I think what Coach Patrick is arguing is, you know, were all 3 points established in the front court there, which I they were.
Yeah.
He did step back across half court, so it'll be Panther basketball either way out of the stoppage here, 40-34, though East Atchison leads. Under a minute remaining in the third quarter, we got a good one here in Mound City. Parker Livingood going to be called for a foul in the left corner.
I saw that one happen. That one was a foul there. So we will send, I think that was Smith. Yeah, Henry Smith, I think, is going to shoot some free throws here.
Winahan, 4. Parker Livingood, 4. Foul each. And we're just in the third quarter. That's two key contributors here for the Wolves. And I don't know if Coach Patrick knows that Livengood has 4. He's still in there. The first free throw is up and good for Henry Smith. Mound City made a living at the line this quarter.
Well, they've shot a lot of free throws.
7 of 8. Now 8 of 9 from the floor. And Parker Livengood's going to stay on the floor with 4 fouls. So be looking if, you know, he drives in looking for a charge or something if you're Mound City. And if you're Parker Livengood, be very careful here as the Wolves possession. Three-pointer, long three-pointer. Parker Oswald left through wing. His three's up and good. That's his 4-3 of the game, and he extends the East Atchison lead 43-36.
That'll help.
And man, Oswald, no hesitation at all shooting that long three. All right, other end. Shot up in the lane, no good for John Garden. He's going to foul.
Yep.
Josh Sluter on the rebound. Sluter will head to the other end for two.
Sluter pulled down the rebound there, and Guard was just still battling after it. It's hard to back off when that ball's there, but was a foul nonetheless.
Coach Patrick talking to Parker Livengood right now and telling him, be smart. We've got a whole quarter that we need you. Two free throws here for Josh Sluter. First free throw up, no good.
first free throw of the game. He's still looking for his first point of the game. Schluter, just a freshman, but he's been held scoreless here so far.
Grady Knapp back into the ball game, replacing John Gard. 43-36, East Atchison front.
Schluter up, free throw up, second one's good. It'll be a 20-point quarter for the Wolves, and for Schluter, that's his first point of the game. And Mound City now trails by eight. They've led by as many as four this quarter. As Dirt drives in, free throw line jumper up, no good. Rebound, East Atchison. Here's
Five
Parker
seconds.
Livengood. Three. He looks inside. Great pass.
Oh.
It's going to be bounced around. Oh, shot up. Not going to count, though. Ball bounced around. 44-28, though, is the East Atchison lead. As we head to the fourth quarter, we're going to take a 30-second timeout. We're going to be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Third place action here in the Mound City Invite on the boys' side, where East Atchison will take a 44-36 lead into the fourth quarter. A quick update from our sister station, KTNC. They've got Syracuse and Fall City tonight, and girls' action. Syracuse takes down the Tigers tonight. 49-10 is the final in Syracuse. You're looking for the boys' action. They'll start soon over on KTNC. With fourth quarter play-by-play action, here's Cody Schwamm.
8 minutes up on the clock. It is an eight-point advantage for East Atchison here. They've opened this thing up. Even though Parker Livengood and Brody Winningham both have four fouls, it will be Mound City basketball after the quarter break. With the ball will be Liam Durr. He'll bring it across the timeline. Over to Creighton Ralph on the right side. Right wing, they pass it inside to Knapp. Knapp turns around, puts a jump shot up, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around out of bounds. It's going to say last touch by Knapp. It will go to the Wolves of East Atchison. Mound City showing a little full court pressure now. And with the basketball is Josh Schluter for East Atchison. Cross-court pass to the mid-circle spot. With the basketball, Livengood. Livengood will hand it off to Carter Oswald. Now back over to Livengood on the right side, setting up that flex cut offense. They go to Oswald with it. Thought about the three momentarily. Here's another elevator screen for Livengood. Better defended that time by Mound City. Layup up and good. Flipped it up under the hoop. Well done. Parker Livengood gets a bucket to go. He's got 15 now in the ball game, and it's a 10-point lead for East Atchison, 46-36, just underway here in the fourth. Ball's going to be passed off to Creighton Ralph on the top of the key. They find Henry Smith in the right corner. Trying to get it over to Grady Knapp. Ball's going to be knocked away by Carter Oswald. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. It will stay with Mound City here. Just underway here in the fourth.
And we talked about a few minutes earlier when Parker Livengood gets going, he gets going fast.
Creighton Ralph, turnaround jump shot, free throw line up and good for Creighton Ralph. Ralph now with 11 points on the evening. Here's a down-court pass trying to get underneath to Brody Winningham after breaking the press. East Atchison did a great job there. Oswald has it. Locked his footing momentarily. Good hustle by Kate Tubbs trying to get the ball, but he's going to end up laying on the sideline. It will stay with East Atchison, but a good defensive effort by Kate Tubbs there for the Panthers. Inbounding the ball will be Brody Winningham. Winningham will trigger it in just inside the walk-in door here at Mound City High School. On the inbound pass, it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and we get just a little bit closer to the main door. Brody Winningham will throw it in on the baseline side now instead of the sideline. He holds it, lobs it in. Schluter has it at the volleyball spike line, dribbling it towards the midway mark. Now Winningham will go get it, set up the offense for East Atchison. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Lyman, get on the left side. They go back to Oswald. Oswald will hold it. They swing it to the right side now. Lyman good. Winningham has it, picks up his dribble, now kind of just playing some catch out here, seems like. Schluter has it, now off to Oswald. Look at the bounce of it inside to Kingery. Kingery has it knocked away. Good defensive effort once again by Tubbs. Off of Kingery's knee. It will go to Mound City. That is all individually defensive effort. Kate Tubbs, Mound City Panther defense standing up big here, trailing by 8.
They get the stop they needed.
46-38. They trail by 8 with the ball. This is Liam Durr looking to go one-on-one. He kicks it to Henry Smith. Smith was open momentarily there outside. Ended up passing it back out. Now Ralph has it at the volleyball spike line. He goes back to Smith on the right side. Uses his dribble. Hands it off to Ralph. Ralph brings it back out top. Not really wanting to waste some time here, but they don't look too urgent to want to drive the basketball. They kick it to Henry Smith in the right corner. Now here's Tubbs on a cut. Flips it up off the glass. Good! Hey, Tubbs gets the ball to go in the hoop there from underneath the basket. He has his second basket of the game, and it's just a 6-point advantage for East Atchison. So Mound City's defense turning into offense. Took a lot of time off the clock, though, there on that possession. Here's Kingery with the ball. He dribbles to the hoop, puts a shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes out of there. Kate Tubbs with the basketball for Mound City. Trailing by 6 now, 46-40, with 5 minutes left in the fourth. Smith will cross the timeline, go to the right side, Liam Durr. Durr hands it off to Ralph. Ralph tries to throw it in the nap, gets stolen away by Carter Oswald. Oswald, one-on-one, up off the glass, a little twist, up and off the glass for Carter Oswald. Good. Timeout on the court, East Atchison 48, Mound City 40. 4:49 left to go here in the fourth. A 30-second break, back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
Would like to remind everyone our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. They're building more than projects, they're building community. 4:49 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It is an 8-point advantage for East Atchison, 48-40.
If you are looking for Fall City boys action, they will be on our sister station, KTNC. So you can flip over to KTNC or, of course, listen to either of our games on the MSC Radio app or online at mscsports.net.
All right. That app kind of comes in handy once in a while. Once you can get that app downloaded, you can find us anywhere, all the time. Catch all the games we broadcast. With the basketball is Mound City trailing by 8. Feel like every possession is really important here in the fourth, especially as long as some of these possessions have been. Ralph will have it. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Pull up jump shot off left iron won't fall. Grady Knapp able to track it down. Up and good. Offensive rebound by Grady Knapp. That's a big time rebound. That puts the Mount City Panthers just down 6 now. East Atchison with the ball up 6. Into the front court comes Carter Oswald. Behind the back dribble on the left side. Free throw line. Cross court pass to Parker Livengood. He'll pull it back out to the volleyball spike line and hold it there. Now they work it around to Winahan. Winahan underneath the Kingery. Kingery shot fake. Now he puts it up off left iron, won't fall. Winahan gets the rebound, has it blocked away by Knapp. Knapp is able to corral the rebound. Ball is going to come ahead in a hurry on the left side in the hands of Smith. Route, pull-up jump shot, left elbow won't fall. Rebound is going to be cleared out of there by Josh Fluter, so a lot of action there momentarily. Fans thought there was a travel. There was all kinds of things happen there in a matter of just a couple seconds. Carter Oswald on the dribble, cut up and good. Nice back cut. Carter Oswald was able to get it, and then on an assuming possession, almost got a steal.
Carter Oswald, the big reason why the Wolves have a 50-42 lead. He's got 13 here in the second half.
50-42. He's catching it in front on the good hustle play by Carter Oswald. 3:36 left to go here in the fourth. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Cody Shawong, Dylan Hendricks back with you at Mountain City High School at the Mountain City Invitational. It is in the second game of three here this evening. After this one, don't go too far from the radio. Grab a cup of coffee, come back, get settled in for our third game of the night. It'll be between the Rockport Blue Jays and the Mid-Bucks Dragons in the girls' championship game here in the Mountain City Invitational. 3:36 left to play here in the fourth. The story of the fourth so far has been zero fouls up on the board by both teams. 50-42. East Atchison is in front here, but like I said, a long time or a long ways to go here in this one. With the basketball is Mound City. Liam Durr has it off to the right side. Underneath it goes to Smith. Henry Smith will pull it back out, goes to Ralph. Here's Tubbs, open three-pointer opportunity off the glass, won't fall. Rebound comes down to Henry Smith, back outside Liam Durr. Durr to Ralph. Here's Smith, open look for three from the right wing, up and good. Henry Smith uses the bank and gets it to go, and now is just a five-point advantage for East Atchison.
Smith, 8 points here in the second half.
As Josh Luter was trying to bring the ball across the timeline, he's going to be fouled by Liam Durr. Durr's going to pick up his first personal foul, team foul number one of this fourth quarter. With the basketball is East Atchison. Brody Winahan will throw it in. He goes into the backcourt, Carter Oswald. Oswald walks the basketball across the timeline in front of Liam Durr. Now he'll go to the left side with it to Winahan. Winahan to Kingery, top of the key. They look for a back cutting Livengood. Livengood has it knocked away momentarily, still can't corral it. Now he puts the shot up off the glass, it won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped out, clear out to the 3-point line to Schluter. Here's Winahan underneath the basket. Shot's not going to count. As Creighton Ralph was trying to get back defensively, Winahan found himself wide open underneath the hoop.
Foul's going to be on number one, Creighton Ralph. That's his third. Second foul of the quarter here for Mound City. And going to the line to shoot two is Brody Winahan.
So Winahan is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. He does have 13 points on the evening. Looking for a free throw here. On the way, up and good. Makes it a 6-point advantage for East Atchison at 51-45. 2:40 to play here in the fourth.
Mentioned it a little earlier. Looking for a charge on Parker Livengood on that last possession. Didn't get called, but it was really close, and that could have been his fifth.
Here's Winahan's second free throw up off front iron. Grady Knapp able to corral the rebound for Mound City. Mound City trails by six, 51-45 with the basketball. 2:30 to go here in the fourth. Durr gets to the free throw line. Outside it goes Tubbs. Tubbs dribble drives on the baseline. Thought he had an open look there. Decides to kick it out to Henry Smith on the right side. Ralph has it. Off to Durr, Tubbs this time. Tubbs has it, dribbles through traffic, kicks it off to Liam Durr, back to Tubbs, who dribbles through the paint, outside to Knapp. Knapp hands it to Ralph. Ralph, open three-point, look good! From the right corner, Creighton Ralph knocks down the triple, and it's just a three-point ball game now here in Mound City, 51-48. 2 minutes to play here in the fourth. East Atchison with the basketball and the lead. Carter Oswald has it. They bring it across the timeline. He has it on the right side, defended by Liam Durr. Durr, just a freshman, defending Carter Oswald. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Liam Durr. I think there is some sort of, they feel that there's going to have to be some free throw shot. I don't mind the strategy by Mound City here getting some of those fouls out of the way.
And Durr, a good defender. He can get up in your face and play good defense without fouling, too.
Winahan's going to trigger it in. Three team fouls now for Mound City. Winahan has it at the volleyball spike line. Now he'll pass it off to the right wing, Livengood. Top of the key it goes, Schluter. Schluter hands it off to Oswald. Oswald will set up the offense as the clock is ticking. 1:34 left to play here in the fourth. Top of the key, Livengood. He thought about that three. That was a long one. They get it off to the right side, Carter Oswald. Back up to Winahan, top of the key. Here's Schluter. Gets the basketball. Henry Smith is going to foul Schluter. Just team foul number four here. East Atchison will corral it and have the basketball up three with a minute 23 to play.
Will be the third foul on Henry Smith. Fourth of the quarter, so no free throws. And good patience here for East Atchison, kind of moving the ball around.
Up three with the ball. Minute 20 to go. Carter Oswald has it on the right side. He'll use his dribble and back out.
Behind the back, step back, up and good. What a good move there by Carter Oswald. He's having himself an evening. Into the front court comes Mound City, now trailing by five. Here's Knapp. Turnaround jump shot, no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Grady Knapp to the free throw line. Clock shows a minute and 5 seconds left to play. 53-48, pending two Mound City free throws.
Foul's going to be on Mason Kingery. That's just his first and just the first for East Atchison. Going to the line to shoot two, though, here will be Grady Knapp.
All right, Grady Knapp, he is 4 for 6 from the free throw line. First one up and good for the sophomore, Grady Knapp. Grady Knapp, 6'1". He plays the post position for the Mound City Panthers. Knapp's free throw on the way, up and good as well. That was a big one. 3-point game, 53-50. East Ashton will have a basketball timeout on the court. A minute 5 left to play. Back. Wrap this one up on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Consolation game, third place game here at the Mound City Invitational between the East Atchison Wolves and the Mound City Panthers. The East Atchison Wolves are up 3, 53-50, with 1 minute and 5 seconds left to play here in the fourth. They inbound it into the backcourt to Kingery. Kingery lobs it ahead to Livengood. Livengood in a bad spot, gets it back out to Kingery. Cross court, now they do get it across the timeline to Carter Oswald. Clock under a minute. Right side, Livengood. Mound City going to have to either get a steal here or play the long game. Their choice. Winahan with the basketball at the free throw, or at the volleyball spike line, that is. Here's Oswald with the basketball. He'll dribble drive to the right side, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Liam Durr with 37.6 seconds left to play here in the fourth. Had to do it.
That'll be Durr's third. Going to put East Atchison at the line for two shots here, but East Atchison, these last three possessions, very patient and not turning it over. Huge for when you got that small lead.
Carter Oswald, 3 for 4 from the free throw line here this evening. First one up and good. That makes it a 4-point advantage for East Atchison. Like you said before, 37.6 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
End of third quarter over in Fall City. Fall City Sacred Heart leads Sterling 53-24 in girls action.
Oswald's second free throw off, no good. Rebound comes down to Kate Tubbs for Mound City. Ahead to the front court they come. Fox down to 30 seconds. Tubbs cross court pass to Durr. Durr will pull up a 3-pointer from the top. He got it! He nailed it. Liam Durr knocks down a triple. Now it's just a 1-point game with 26.4 seconds left to go. Timeout on the court. We'll take a 30-second break. 26.4 seconds left to go. 54-53. East Atchison in front. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A huge three-point basket by freshman Liam Durr for his 15th point of the ball game. It makes it a 1-point game here late in the fourth quarter. 54-53 the score. East Atchison in front, 26.4 seconds left to go on the game clock. I do see the third place trophy sitting down here at the scores table right in front of us. So, early in the season, but a lot to play for.
And Durr has been held scoreless this half from the field. He did have two free throws, but scoreless from field goals this half until that three, but he's there when you need it.
Inbounding, Schluter underneath Mound City's basket. He'll walk to the left side of the basket. Now he'll throw it into Oswald. Oswald has it in the backcourt. Durr defending. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Creighton Ralph. And here's the thing. That's Creighton Ralph's fifth personal foul. So Ralph will have to exit after foul number 5. will walk to the other end where Parker Livengood will shoot two free throws. Has yet to be to the free throw line yet this evening. He does have 15 points on the night. Still just a one-point game here, one-possession game nonetheless. Livengood's free throw up and good for the Wolves. Still just going to be a one-point or a one-possession game, excuse me. Second free throw up and good as well by Parker Livengood. Timeout on the court called by Coach Alan Ottman and the Panthers. We'll take a 30-second break. 21.9 seconds left to go here in the fourth. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Cody Shawong, Dylan Hendricks with you live tonight from Mound City High School. At the Mound City Invitational, this is the third place game on the boys' side of the bracket. Following this one, we will have the girls' championship between the Rockport Lady Blue Jays and the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons. Score update?
No score updates from local area actions, but the game right here, man, it's just been a back-and-forth game after East Atchison led by 9 at the end of the first quarter. Then it was Mound City that took a couple of small leads in the second and third quarters. They led by as many as 4, but East Atchison able to hold a lead right now, 56-53.
Trailing by 3, Mound City does have the basketball. They'll let it roll towards the center line. Now Henry Smith will pick it up. He'll bring it across the timeline, dribbles to his left. Hands it off to Kate Tubbs. Remember, Creighton Ralph is on the bench. This goes off to Liam Durr. Durr tries to drive the baseline. Smith underneath the basket. Has it blocked away by Kingery. Kingery gets it off to Winahan. 10 seconds on the clock. We'll send Brody Winahan to the free throw line with a three-point lead.
And a big block there for Mason Kingery. And he was straight up. And he's got some length on those arms.
Tall kid. Winahan is 2 for 5 from the free throw line here this evening. 10 seconds on the clock. East Atchison 56, Mound City 53. Free throw on the way up for Winahan, up and good. That makes it a 4-point ball game. East Atchison will take a timeout, 57-53, pending a free throw. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at the Mound City Invitational, 10 seconds showing on the clock, 57-53. If you missed the action from earlier, we did have the fifth-place game on the girls' side. It was the East Atchison Wolves getting the win in that one, 61-23. The Wolves were led by Rainey Norhausen. She had 22 points on the evening, and Briley Slimp had 15. At the free-throw line, after the timeout, Brody Winahan will take aim. Shot is on the way up and off back iron and rolls around and in. Winahan knocks down the free throw. Now back to a 5-point game. East Atchison in front, 57-53. Into the front court. This is a 3-pointer by Durr that won't fall. Clocks at 2 seconds, and that's going to end it right there. 58-53. The Wolves get the victory over the Mound City Panthers here this evening. Stay tuned. We will have a post-game show for you. We'll take a 2-minute break to come back and look at the final stats of this one. 58-53, East Atchison defeats Mound City in this boys' third-place game. Back in 2 minutes with the final scoring.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
At BTC Bank, banking is more than just numbers. It's about our local community. Since 1919, we've been investing in and giving back to the places we live and work while striving to provide the best financial products and services possible. If you're looking for a bank that truly cares, join the BTC Bank family. Stop by your local branch today or call us at 660-425-7285 to learn more. BTC Bank, member FDIC.
BTC Bank.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, the final of two of three games here this evening. The East Atchison Wolves were able to overcome the Mound City Panthers here in the Mound City Invitational to claim third place here in the opening tournament of the basketball season, the 25-26 campaign underway officially. The scoring individually looking for both teams. First for the Mound City Panthers, they were led by Liam Durr. Durr had 15 points on the evening. 14 points for Creighton Raup. It was 8 points for Henry Smith and 8 points for Grady Knapp. It was 4 points each for John Guard and Cade Tubbs for their total of 53. For the East Atchison Wolves, they were led by Carter Oswald. Oswald had 22 points on the evening. He knocked down 4 3-pointers. He was followed up by Parker Livengood with 17 points, Brody Winahan with 16 points. It was 2 points for Mason Kingery and 1 point for Josh Sluter for their total of 58. So a guard play the biggest factor right here in today's ball game, because the East Atchison Wolves guard play just was really, really good. They accounted for 55 of their 58 total points, and they came out on top with a 5-point win, 58-53 over the Mound City Panthers. Earlier today, it was the East Atchison Lady Wolves coming out on top over the South Hole Lady Knights, 61-23 in the first ball game of three here this evening. We're at the end of game number two, pending game number three. It is a championship battle between the Rockport Lady Blue Jays and the Mid-Buchanan Lady Dragons. There's 15 minutes up on the clock. They're going to wait close to 8 o'clock to get this one tipped underway for the championship game. So we're going to send it back to the studio to MJ Evans to take care of us here, show us you some sponsors, and then we'll be back for the third game, third and final game of this evening. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.